Independent, it says computer software workers are enjoying a wages boom as their earnings rose by almost 10,000 euro in the last year. But, according to a survey by the paper, employees in lots of other industries are not faring as well. And it says that while the central bank and employers groups predict further pay rises this year, Brexit could trigger a harsh reversal in fortune. And Brexit is the main story for the Irish Times. It reports that a formal exchange of letters between the EU and the UK stipulating that the Northern Ireland backstop will be temporary and superseded by a comprehensive trade deal is to be examined by officials as a way to break the Brexit impasse at Westminster. And Brexit is the lead for the Times Ireland edition too, and it reports that Theresa May will ask Brussels to agree to a 2021 deadline to complete the final Brexit agreement. A last-ditch effort, it says, to get MPs in Westminster behind her deal. And the Irish Daily Star says people in the UK hear the term Brexit 507 million times a day and have over 92 million conversations about it every day. Those figures come from a new survey commissioned by Channel 4 ahead of its new drama, Brexit, the Uncivil War. And turning to the front page of The Star, its headline reads, Irish ISIS fighter captured in Syria. A reference to a 45-year-old man originally from Belarus who lived and worked here for a number of years and has an Irish passport. He was captured in Syria by militias fighting against ISIS. And millions of euro in payments by drug companies to doctors are taking place in secret because medics will not give consent for disclosure of the transactions, so says the Irish Examiner in its lead story. Legislation to make disclosure mandatory was proposed almost 2 years ago, but has since stalled. The Irish Pharmaceutical Healthcare Association began a voluntary disclosure scheme in 2015. And also on its front page, the Examiner reports that an unknown Garda has been praised for averting a potential catastrophic arson attempt at a petrol station in the middle of Blarney, County Cork, early yesterday. CCTV footage captured an arsonist setting fire to the petrol pumps and shortly after, a Garda rushing to the fire and putting it out. An estimated 30,000 litres of diesel was in storage in underground tanks at the time. And the results of a survey by the Irish Daily Mail shows that 60% of voters oppose a plan to increase carbon taxes to help combat climate change. Inside the paper, it is a breakdown of those for and against across age, regions and political allegiance. It says the middle-aged are the most opposed to the taxes. And in the Irish Times, Conor Pope has 16 cash-saving tips on how to survive skint January. In the health and living section of The Independent, part one of How to Thrive, a January series looking at exercise, nutrition, sleep and mental health. And finally, Nollaig na mBan was celebrated in lots of different ways around the country yesterday, and The Star reports on one such event. Hundreds of women were honoured in Donegal. Over 300 clear baubles containing photos and other mementos of the nominated women lit up the new pedestrian bridge joining the towns of Ballybofey and Stranraer.
Clodagh, thank you. It's 12 minutes past seven now on Morning Ireland.